Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sarah Smith bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Very excited about having our new friend, Armando Alvarez, on the show. He's a VP of Operations at Stay Mobile, staymobile.com. They're primarily a mobile device repair company. Would that be the short definition there, Armando?
Yeah, I think not only just mobile, but, you know, we do tablets, we do laptops, we do computers.
Well, those are mobile. You carry those around.
Well, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Whatever you can carry around, it's got a screen on it. They fix it, folks, and plus many other services. So I encourage you to check that out at staymobile.com. They've got places all over the place. What if you don't have a place near me? Can I mail it to you? Can we do business over the virtually?
You can. I think that's a differentiator for us in a way that from our competitors, that we will give you a suite of services. We will come to your location. We will pick up your device and we will bring it to our location because we like to think of in terms of the privacy of your device.
Right.
And so we'll bring it to our location and make sure it's in a clean room environment so that we could do all the work that we have to do with gloves being grounded, making sure that your data is being protected,
right.
And then we'll bring it back to you. Good. Absolutely.
Good deal. So you're VP of Operations over at Stay Mobile. Armando, tell us what it's like operating in a growing company. I mean, you guys, you're growing so fast, you've got to be, this is a frenetic time. It's got to be for you guys. How are you doing it? How are you pulling that off?
Yeah, it's a great question, Jim, and thanks for the opportunity to even talk about that. So, from an operations perspective, it's about being grounded and understanding the needs of the customer, but also the needs and policies and safety of our employees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very fast-moving target. And every day, you almost every day have to think about things about the operation that benefits both the employees and the consumer. So things as simple as, you know, the time and signage of the store that we're open, you know, by location, 10 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon, a week open on Sundays. And then also ensuring that we have systems in place that kind of enables the employee to understand A to Z what has to happen on a daily basis. Things as simple as even daily deposits, right?
These are all details that you've got to that you think about. That's not different from what others a single unit small business has to deal with. But when you've got 50 locations, how do you scale that?
Yeah, so it's an opportunity to really what we do and what we've done is we bring on Mondays we talk about what we call the same page. And they're in the same page discussion, which we bring all the store managers on a conference call and territory directors to talk about operationally what's right, what's not working, what is working, and what are the customers asking for. And those are the
you
Mondays
actually
the
have meetings
activity.
Where you talk about what about the customer? What a novel
Absolutely.
What a novel thing to do.
yes, for sure. Yeah.
But you gotta you gotta be able to when you're scaling something like this. I mean, you've got to be able to focus on your core competencies, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. And we leverage those of the store managers and our territory directors, who kind of, you know, we like to think about bottoms up guidance and direction versus top to bottom, right?
Right.
So because the boots on the ground are the people in our stores, and they're the difference in our organization today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're the ones that talk to customers day in and day out. So we like to listen to what it is that they're asking for.
Listening to employees, another novel idea. What are you guys thinking? You care about customers. You're listening to employees. You know, we're probably going to have to arrest you guys for this kind of professionalism. Whoever heard of such a thing?
Yes, and while it's novel to us, right, is every day blocking and tackling and understanding what it is that our employees and our customers are asking for. And, you know, that's really, and remember, we don't do it just because our employees and our customers, but our customers are also the K-12 students. Our
right.
customers are also the higher education. Our customers are the business executives B2B segment.
Armando, I've got just a minute. I want to ask you, how do you keep employees engaged? I've got 1 minute. How do you keep employees engaged in this day and time?
Well, I think it's communication. It's winning the hearts and souls of these employees every day you engage and interact with them. I think it's important to listen to them, to know that we're hearing their voices, and then that they have a way to communicate with us on a daily basis, on a mm-hmm. weekly basis, and that their voice and their opinions really, really matter. And then we unleash them and enable them to make decisions in the store.
Give them responsibility and empower them, too?
Oh, absolutely.
We can't have this, Armando.
Exactly.
You guys are going to be way too successful doing these kind of fundamentals.
Thank you so much, Armando.
Congratulations. Yes. I'm having some fun with you, and you're getting it, and I appreciate that very much. So congratulations on the great success, and you're growing like crazy. Will you come back in a few months or a year or so and give us another report?
Absolutely. It would be an honor, Jim, to be on the show again.
Thank you for being here. Staymobile.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check out that website. Check out their locations. Armando Alvarez, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. We'll get him back another day. It's been fun having him on the show. I got to go for just a minute. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.